So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Yud continues with halachas that have sufficient sources in the Torah. Hadinin, monetary law, va'avoidus, and laws of karbanos, hataris va'atumos, laws of purity and impurity, va'arayis, and laws of illicit relationships, yesh lohen al-mashi yismichu ve'hein hein gufei Torah. They have sufficient sources in the Torah, and they're the essential principles of Torah. And the Gemara amends the Lashon HaMishnah and adds a vav to the second word hein to read v'hein v'hein gufei Torah. These and the earlier topics are the essential principles of the Torah. The Gemara elaborates on these cases. Hadinin, monetary law, such as the drasha nefesh tachas nefesh mamon. Rebbe holds that if two people are fighting and one of them kills a bystander inadvertently, is only liable for monetary compensation. He explains that the term nefesh in this pasuk refers to money, and he derives this from gzeirah shava. Ha'avodes, laws of karbanos, such as the drasha v'hikrivu zukabolas adam. The pasuk in its entirety reads as follows: V'shachat es ben abakar lufnei Hashem, v'hikrivu ibnei Aaron hakohanim es adam, v'zarku es adam amazbeach saviv. And as Rashi explains, although the word v'hikrivu literally means halacha, bringing the blood, here it must be referring to the avodah of Kabbalah, receiving the blood in a kli sharis, since it's written right after v'shachat es ben habakar, and certainly Kabbalah must be done before halacha can be performed. However, the pasuk uses this expression to teach us the halacha le'takva mechal Kabbalah, that bringing the blood to the mizbeach, even though it's not always necessary, because the kohen can shecht right next to the mizbeach, nevertheless it's considered an avodah regarding that it must be done by a kohen wearing bigdei kahuna, and all other halachas that disqualify other avodahs apply to halacha as well. Hataharis, laws of purity, such as the drasha. The pasuk says, "V'rochatz v'mayim es kol b'saroi." From the word kol, we derive mayim shekol gufoy oyle b'hem. The shear of a mikvah is that it must have at least enough water to enable the entire body on an average person to be fully immersed at one time. And that is, amma al amma berum shalosh amos, one square amma by 3 amos high. The Chachamim measured this amount to be 40 saw of water. V'hatumos, laws of impurity, such as the following drasha. One pasuk says, kol hanegea bohem b'moysam yitma, and the next pasuk says, kol ha'shayipar lov mehem b'moysam yitma. The word bohem in the first pasuk indicates that only an entire sheretz transmits tumah, while the word mehem in the second pasuk indicates that even part of a sheretz transmits tumah. So we expound, miktsasei shehu kekuloi b'chadasha. Any ka'adasha-sized piece of a sheretz transmits tumah because the chaymit, a type of snail, begins life at this size. Va'arayis, laws of illicit relationships, such as the drasha that includes bitay mi'anusasoi. The pasuk explicitly prohibits relations with one's wife's daughter, whether she's his daughter as well or not. However, if one has the daughter from a woman who is not his wife, this is also forbidden, and this is derived from a series of drashas. Hadron Aloch HaKol Chayovin, we have Baruch Hashem completed the first parak HaKol Chayovin, and will now begin the second parak Ein Darshin Be'ezus Hashem. Zokli Mishnah, Ein Darshin Be'arayis B'shloisha. It's forbidden to expound on the topic of Arayis, forbidden relations, to 3 or more students together. V'lei B'maisi B'reishis B'shnayim. And it's forbidden to expound on the story of creation to 2 or more students together. V'lei B'mrakava B'yachid, Ela Imkein Hayachacham U'mevim Midaitai. And it's forbidden to expound on the topic of Maisi Merkava, the vision of Yecheskel HaNavi, to even one student, unless he's a chacham who can grasp ideas on his own once he's taught the basic principles. The Gemara now elaborates on these prohibitions. Ein darshin b'arayis b'shloisha. The Gemara explains this to mean ein darshin b'sisrei arayis. It's only forbidden to expound about those arayis which are not mentioned clearly in the Torah. And svarahu. There is no source for this prohibition in the Torah, rather there is a logical reason for this, because Beitrei ki yasvi kami rabayu chad shaku v'tari b'hadi rabbe v'idach matzli oidnei l'gemara. When 2 students are learning from their Rebbe, and one discusses something from the Rebbe, the other student listens. However, t'losa, chad shaku v'tari b'hadi rabbe, v'hanech trei shaku v'tari b'hadi adodi v'lo yodi mai kami rabayu. When there are 3 students, and one asks the Rebbe a question, the other 2 may discuss among themselves, and they might not hear what the Rebbe is saying, and also the Mishra Yisur Ba'arayis, they might permit an illicit relationship. The Mishnah continued, V'lei B'maisi B'reishis B'shnayim. It's forbidden to expound on the story of creation to 2 students together. The Gemara cites a pasuk as a source for this prohibition. Ki sha'alna li'yomim rishonim, and we expound, Yachid shoyel v'ein shnayim shoyelin. An individual may ask about the events of Yom Rishonim of Maaseh Bereishis, but 2 may not.